Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. Talking about money, retail, and values here. And now Biggie has told us that, you know, Biggie had a couple of hospital stays late in the year last year, November and December.
You can time them if you want to go back in time. When Chris Kelly says to Biggie, "You're looking great." Within 24 hours, Biggie will be admitted.
There is an ambulance.
If you tell me I look great,
start the siren.
Forget it.
Yes. Load up the gurney.
Oh, you look fantastic in here, Zod.
What's out front? Is that an ambulance? I think it's stopping here.
Yeah. What's going on here? Biggie's Apple Watch is going haywire. He said that the bill has now been settled for the November-December stays, and this is 8 nights in hospital.
5 the first time. That was cellulitis. 3 the next when my heart went crazy.
That's right.
Okay.
So we're trying now to guess.
Well, let's play Price is Right.
All right.
Let's make it a pricing game.
Get the yodeler. Man, I couldn't even begin to even get, I don't even know where to start.
I don't know what a night at a hospital stay, one overnight at the hospital would even cost.
I'm going to say 8 nights, $25,000.
That's your total?
Both, okay.
All right, I'll go $25,000 was your bill, okay? And then insurance comes in and pays, and you owe $4,000. Okay, that's my guess.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to take the over.
I'm going to take
well lower. I'll say 50.
You say 50. Okay. Now, are either one of are higher or lower?
Higher for both.
Are we?
$70,000. I'll go to $70,000.
Okay, Chris Dem, do you want to put yours in?
I'll go. $100,000.
$1. Okay. Now, I didn't know he would go to the six figures.
I went six figures. Okay. I went the lowest six figure.
Okay. Higher or lower than $100,000?
Lower.
Okay.
All right. We found our range.
Okay. Now we got to do it yodeler style.
Now I will say this: higher than 70.
Okay. Here we go. This is 30 seconds of yodeling. Are you ready? 75,000.
Higher.
80,000.
Higher.
85,000.
Higher.
90,000.
Higher.
95,000.
A little higher.
Oh my God.
96,000.
Lower.
95.5.
We have a winner.
95.5.
I was so freaking close.
Oh, you're
man.
Like, oh, come man, on. You barely.
Bum, yeah. Bum, bum, bum.
Oh, that's too bad. 95.5. Mm-hmm. And you're right. You said that you wanted that music to play.
Just in your life.
In your life. So yesterday when you get the bill.
Uh-oh. I don't have it.
Oh, no. Well, what does the insurance?
Well, insurance pays
most of it.
Yeah, you got to pay your deductible. But just the astonishing number to me. And I feel like it's just all made up.
So, yeah, I do too.
Well, like make sure now... We are traveling out of state this weekend. Biggie, bring all of your pertinent medical information because Chris Kelly will be your primary caretaker.
That's true. As I'm laying passing out in his back seat, he'll go, "Looks great to me."
Who's got power of attorney here? I do.
You do.
I watched both ER and The Pit.
I'm currently watching The Pit. That means that each night in the hospital costs you about, what, $12,000, roughly. Mm-hmm. $11,000 to $12,000.
And, you know, they send you a breakdown. Mm-hmm. And also, this is why I think it's just a made-up number. Mm-hmm. The insurance always says, "We negotiated with them and we saved you $16,000.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, it just says room and board.
Yeah.
Randomly, it'll say room and board, $6,000.
Yeah.
There's no
rhyme or reason
to it. You don't know going in.
Would the largest chunk of that be just the stay, or is it the specialist,
It's just the biggest chunk is the stay.
Room and board.
Yeah, because your doctors actually come in pretty quick. They show up on your explanation, your EOBs, as they would say.
So the finest 5-star hotels would cost you $1,000 a night, $1,500 a night. I mean, and this is costing you $8,000 or more to stay in the hospital for the night. Is it the equipment? What is it?
I'm sure it's just, but see, that's what I mean. It doesn't break it down. It'll just say room. It literally says room and board.
$7,000.
And sometimes
you got to pay for all those machines he's hooked up to.
That's it.
Right?
Yeah.
And someone's monitoring those 24 hours a day.
What about this? Do you see like Oh, we gave him a Tylenol. That was $125.
It doesn't break it. It doesn't break it down like that, but I'm sure that's put in there because, like, when I was there at one point, I was like, I take melatonin at night. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to have them bring me my melatonin. No! Mm-mm. We have to give you everything.
Right.
So, like, if you want Tylenol, they have to bring it to
you. Oh, you can't bring your stuff from your mama's purse.
No, it has to come from them. But then sometimes, you know, like, I would see the same doctor each day, but sometimes his fee would be different based on, mm-hmm. I guess, how much time he spent with you mm-hmm. that day. But, yeah, the room, it boggles my mind.
Oh, of course.
Because you just get, they just basically hand the insurance a number.
Yeah.
The insurance says, well, I'm not paying that. Mm-hmm. They go, fine, we'll take $10,000 off. I'm still not paying that. Okay, fine, we'll take $16,000 off. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll pay that and he'll pay this.
What a crazy
It's just
thing.
Crazy to it me. Is.
We're going to, you know mm-hmm. what we're going to get? Someone sending us Luigi Man, what's his name?
Mangione.
Mangione picks right now.
Well, yeah. And let me tell you this.
Because it is. That's
why he
It's
does
hard
it.
To negotiate
yeah,
that
course,
system.
Of course, yeah.
Well, because there's no real explanation, frankly. No. It mm-hmm. just says
right.
room and board.
Yeah.
I will say this. I encourage everyone to do supplemental insurance.
Okay. Well, that worked for Biggie.
Okay. There's a tip.
Yeah. You think to yourself at the time, that's a lot of money.
But it worked for you.
That I'm going to pay each and every paycheck for this additional insurance. But when you need it, it helps.
Don't we have a song, Navigating the American Healthcare
System? We do.
Biggie just did it. He navigated.
We're navigating the American healthcare system. Now just watch us go. We're getting things done, taking care of our health.
We need these filled out and then faxed to your insurance company.
We're filling out forms, and we're scanning those forms, and then we're emailing those forms to get them back to insurance.
We need confirmation from a different specialist.
Let's go and navigate the American healthcare system. It's the best system of them all.
No, we already talked to the insurance company. They were supposed to talk to you.
We go back to the doctor, we go back to the specialist, who talks to the insurance company, the fax is the medical advisors on the phone in the Maldi. And no. We're going in one place, and we're coming out the other place, and we're back over here now, and I was just over there, and I'm getting confused, and it's getting dark, and my mind is all different colors, and I think I'm wrong! Hey, fellas, I think I'm wrong in the American healthcare system! Fellas! Fellas! Help!
Woo! Biggie did it. Biggie got through it.
He came through like a peach.
With flying colors? Absolutely. David, you're talking about hospital costs. Biggie's was $95,500. What do you say to it?
Hey, guys. P1, day one.
Thank you.
This is probably, I don't know, a couple of 3 months ago, I had a kidney stone. So I went in for, you know, it was in that morning, out that evening, 4 days, lasered it and mm-hmm. put a stent in and all that. The bill was just a little bit under $26,000. I didn't even stay overnight.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man.
I don't have a breakdown of it. I don't know what all the itemized cost was. Yeah. But then, you know, grand total was right at $26,000.
Oh, yeah.
My God. Well, if
are you okay now?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Sir?
Are you all right now?
Yeah, for now. I mean, I've got chronic. I've had probably 30 kidney stones, so it's just a matter of time.
But do you have insurance that covered most?
Yeah, 70% on a state health plan, so, okay. You know, whatever. Yeah. I don't. Whatever 70% of that was, yes.
Right. Yeah.
Well, and remember, my $95,000 was no surgeries.
Right. You just stayed.
Just stayed.
The
there.
Room and board was mm-hmm. the big thing you said. You know, I don't want to sound liberal or nambly pambly, but many people who don't have insurance will just. I mean, you hear about that medical debt. You know, they just mm-hmm. their whole lives are ruined if you have like Biggie. Let's say Biggie didn't have insurance. That's $95,000. I mean, mm-hmm. he can't come up with $95,000. You're
I mean, in a situation like that, do you have to make some sort of arrangement with the hospital company?
Pay it off over time?
Yeah, they take your money.
But they'll never get their money. And don't you say most people don't pay, right? They just like go in and don't pay.
I hear, you know, it's funny. Yeah, I hear a lot of that just, you know, because I was like, I'm going to be paying forever.
Yeah.
A lot of people are like, don't pay because I believe certain states have different mm-hmm. laws depending on your state. Some places can ruin you because you hear people saying I was ruined by mm-hmm. medical debt. They can take your credit, they can garnish everything. We'd have to ask our attorney. I believe the state we're in, they can't knock you for medical debt.
I'll tell you this, the politician that can come up with a clear and concise way to afford medical care has got my vote.
Let's go! Yay!
I'll just say, I don't care if you're what party you're in.
If he's purple, if he's Nazi.
I don't care what you can... By golly, he's a Nazi, but he knows medical care.
The trans-Nazi has come up with a plan.
I don't want to be a single
issue. No one on either side likes him.